This is RSVNB Update, episode 352, recorded Friday, March 16th, 2012. Staring into the Abyss. Hello, everybody. We're here with another episode of RSVNB Update, bonus XP weekend. So we hope you're listening to this while you are skilling or doing whatever it is you do on RuneScape. Trekkie's here.
Yo.
And, of course, we also got somebody who we haven't heard since January on, Paul.
PFK,
99, SilverWiz9, Wizzy.
That's freaking stop. Yep,
the one who got married on RuneScape for one of our past Get on the Show contests. That's the kind of dedication we like. And that's subsequently why we hired him for Informer and Global Mod.
Close enough. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
That's your claim to fame on this show.
Sure it is. Sure it is.
Yep. So even though JX discourages RS marriages, he went ahead with it. And
back in 2006?
Yeah.
No, 2007. Probably 2007. I think it was 2007.
Yeah, so anyways, let's talk about RuneScape updates for the week.
Okay.
Loyalty additions and the Lodestone Network. Should we start with loyalty or the Lodestones?
Let's start with loyalty. It's the first one on the list.
All right, so these are the Tier 4 auras, the first thing that's mentioned in here. But they're also calling it the Spring-Summer Collection. 20 new auras, two of which are brand new. Invigorate recharges your special attack at a rate of 20% Tier 1 and additional 60% at Tier 4. So does that mean 80% at Tier 4? Is that what that means? An additional 60%? Or is it just 60% at Tier 4?
I honestly have no idea.
I mean, this is kind of with the wording, you know, it'd be good if it was more clear about this. But at any rate, I think 60% and even 20% is good for some of the special attacks out there that need that. I'm specifically thinking the Enhanced Excalibur, maybe.
Okay.
You know what that does, right?
It heals you up a little.
And boosts your defense. So basically, if it recharges faster, you can use it again, and it essentially becomes a...
I'd say, because if it says additional 20% at Tier 1, that would mean that Tier 6, the 60% applies the same way that the 20% does. So if 0 is 0, Tier 0 is 0, then 20% of Tier 1 would be 20% added to Tier 1, and 60% would be 60% above the normal, so it's not 80% at Tier 4. So just the way that they worded
that makes sense. But
it's a different way of wording it, but that's how you have to look at it.
Just yeah.
Randomly, there you go. I know you asked that a while ago, but I was looking at that.
So.
Yep. So.
Yes, 30% at Tier 2. Yeah, 40% now Tier 3, 50%. Tier 4, 60%. Yeah, so there we go.
All right. There we go.
Also, new auras include Harmony, which is a variation of Corruption and Salvation. So this is the Guthix version. So if you want Guthix wings, you can have Guthix wings now.
Nice. So it's been a nice medium.
Yeah, and you know, I imagine this came because, you know, it doesn't make sense at the beginning to have a Guthix aura because, you know, it's just a fence sitting kind of thing, and I personally don't think fence sitters deserve something that goes a little bit more ahead, you know, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But aside from those two new auras, everything else got upgraded to Tier 4. So, once again, you know, it just depends on which aura you like and which ones you've been subscribing to. But personally, I only have the one Reverence aura, and that's probably the only one I'll have right now because I just don't see a use for many of the other auras that are out there because I can do them with potions and prayers. So, you know? Tricky, what auras have you bought?
I did the stupid thing in the beginning where I bought the knockout aura, which is completely useless, and there's no counterpart for level 4, for tier 4. And the other one I got is the reverence, and I'm in tier 3 right now, I think. Or saving up for tier 3. One of those.
Yeah, I upgraded mine to tier 2. But, still, none of them really appeal to me. Which is too bad, but... I mean, there's the one that increases your increases your life points for each thing you hit, but that's the same as Soul Split, and it's not as much as Soul Split. So Soul Split's better in that case. And
then there's double up.
Well, you could, but I mean, I just feel that it's better to just have the prayer actually go down slower than double that ability. You know? Then
it's not me.
Yeah. Paul, you're buzzing.
I am?
Yes.
Better?
Yeah, better. Thank you. Anyways. Another one that I was looking at before, as I mentioned, was Penance, which gives you prayer points for 20% equal of any damage you receive. So in a way, it's kind of a... That might be something you would want to chain with Soul Split. But I don't think that one... Yeah, that's a unique tier 2 aura, so no upgrade on that. So once again, it just depends entirely on what auras you have and whether or not you feel like you could get more after that. But there are some new auras that let you change the color of your eyes. Your eyes.
So can you see eyes, like, incredibly well now in RS, or is that, like, still not quite there? Because last time I checked, it's not uber clear to see eyes.
I guess it's only if you do chat. If you're in a chat dialogue box.
That's what I was thinking. It's not like... I don't know what game would you'd really, really see people's eyes. But RS definitely wouldn't be the one I'd pick.
It's called a cosmetic aura. It costs 18,000 points, and it comes in black, orange, white, red, purple, yellow, blue, or green. So if you choose the red one, you can be a Paw Wraith, or you choose the blue one, you can be a Prophet.
Hmm. And my computer logging out.
Little bonus there for anybody who knows what I'm talking about. Extra point to you. You can tick off a point on the scorecard.
Hint, hint. DS9.
Aw, you ruined it. That's too bad.
That didn't tell anything unless you know what DS9 is. In which case,
yeah, that's true.
Congratulations, you have Google. In which case, seriously, that's good stuff. I mean, you can't complain that much.
So... go ahead.
Taking a look at the pictures for the eyes, they actually made it brighter, I guess, because one of those, it's kind of like a, you know how you get possessed and kind of like your eyes start glowing type of thing. That's what I see from this little article.
Yeah, and isn't that great? I mean,
you get darky, possessy, crazy, devil,
darky.
Yeah, darky. Okay. This one here is what this one is. Let's see.
A nocturnal?
The yellow one. What about yellow? Oh,
cat?
About that later.
A cat?
Nah, not a cat. Skip that one for now. We got a lovebird. Lady who is about to drown because she's not forgot to breathe. And
which one is that?
The blue one.
Singlaze. Serene
Glaze. And we got the last one, which is basically looks like he drank too much vegetable juice.
Okay, then.
Very good descriptions there.
Yes.
That's...
Darky looks possessed, but he's more of a demonic possessed. The blazing one looks more like, you know, I'm your worst nightmare kind of devil. The white one looks like something. Looks like you just saw a ghost.
What about the red one?
The red one?
Yeah.
They're experimenting on how to get freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
Freaking laser beams!
Okay.
The sharks and the... Okay, fine.
You know Shane doesn't watch TV.
He doesn't fucking watch movies either.
Anyway, so that's what you can do with the auras. I think those are the highlights, the cosmetic ones. What do you guys think? Yay? Nay?
Eh. I'm just...
They kind of glow, so it's not... It's decent in terms of you can actually notice it. I thought it was literally changing the...
Eye socket.
Yeah. I mean, now it glows, so that's, you know, it's not terrible. At least it's noticeable. But it's not worth anything, in my view. 18,000 loyalty points for that, it's kind of low.
Well, maybe this will be something more up your alley then. You can get Silver Wiz 9, the Magnificent, the Strange, the Fallen, the Undefeated, the Divine, or the Warrior for 50,000 loyalty points each.
Meh.
Six new titles there.
I'm still waiting for Lord. Where is it?
Yeah, I want Sir.
I want my Lord. Dude, Sir is already there.
Where?
The cheap one.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Paul?
Is that a cheap way to get Sir in the British Republic?
Yeah, maybe.
Kingdom?
Yeah, you know, like knighted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
So, recolor options including the ancient staff. I don't hear any buzzing, but recolor options for the ancient staffs, the mage's book, and the top hat.
Redoing the mage's book.
Yeah, recolor. I don't know. I mean,
let them choose what they want.
Yeah,
colonial outfit looks completely wrong. He looked more French musketeer.
That one has been out for a long time. That was actually in the second batch.
Oh wait, no wonder the thing isn't fully loaded up. My features were all over the place. There you go. Okay. I see it. Werewolf.
I don't think there's any new costume. Oh yeah, two new costumes. Oh, these were the animal costumes. So you can get animal costumes for the musketeer, which essentially looks like a wolf, or you can get the elf. I mean, not the musketeer. I mean the werewolf. They're doing their things wrong. The elf and the werewolf.
I wouldn't be an elf. Then we can go visit the Shire and find Bilbo.
Where is that? Baggins.
You know, Paul, I knew he was going to say something like that.
Oh, Shane.
I'll just go with the werewolf one then, so we don't have to answer any questions about that.
Okay.
Otherwise than that, four new emotes, including the Rafflecopter, which needs the Raffle emote, which I actually do have, so maybe I should buy the Rafflecopter. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I can't believe that's actually a thing. Yeah.
When they were talking about it on the behind the scenes, we went through what a Rafflecopter is and where it came from, so...
Blizzard!
Yep. Other new emotes include Nature's Might and Werewolf Transformation. So I guess that's similar to transforming into a werewolf like the people in Caniphus do, and also the Tornado emote, which I believe is also new. And there is also this thing where they said that they reduced the price of some of the auras, but they didn't exactly say which ones. And people who bought them previously would get a discount. So did you get any discount? Did you get any refunded points?
I didn't take a look.
Yeah, see, I mean, I don't know if I got refunded points or not. It would be nice if there was a nice little notification or something, because...
Or log of what you've spent and what you've got.
Yeah, like that. Because, what if they're ripping us off? I mean, not likely, but... I mean, they could program an NPC to do that. I'm not saying Jagex would rip us off. I'm just saying the NPC might rip us off.
Which is kind of like saying Jagex?
Because they'd program the NPC to do that. I mean, to make him more like a real person would be, making mistakes and whatnot.
So you're intentionally making mistakes, so that would be intentional still?
No, I'm saying they program him in to kind of like be like a normal person. Because, you know, you always
But
go
if you
out...
intentionally make a mistake, you're doing it on purpose.
I know. I'm saying Jagex intentionally programmed the possibility of maybe having that in there. And then, you know, because, you know, like you go out somewhere to buy something and somebody gives you 25 cents short change. I mean, that's a mistake, right? They didn't intend to do it.
I gotcha. But if it's programmed into the logic, then it's kind of on purpose.
Yeah, but I mean, still, it would be make it more NPC-like. I'm not saying they did that. I'm just saying it would be nice to have this ability to see.
That'd be interesting. Definitely be interesting.
Yep. All right, and also, until March 31st, their current special offers are on a 50% discount on arms, on auras and items from the first loyalty batch and 25% off the second batch.
Not bad.
So...
Makes you wish we waited, didn't we? Doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I should just wait now until the next batch, Tier 5.
Ugh.
Well, they don't go bad, though, the loyalty points, right? They just sit
no,
there.
No, they just sit there and, you know, it's what they're for, and yeah.
Might as well. They don't seem to be adding, you know, substantial gains in the game.
Yeah, so. But I want to be a Paw Wraith, so maybe I need to spend on that 18.
But they lose in the end. I mean,
No, they actually come back, but I'll tell you about that later.
No.
All right, hey. So now the Lodestone Network. Let's first discuss what this is. Tell the good listeners what this is.
Okay, so basically, if you ever use home teleport, you remember that you can teleport to Berthorpe or Lumbridge. Well, with this one, let's say you forget to bring your teleport, you have to get somewhere. You can activate these lodestones around the map. Most of them are in free to play area, and you can use them to teleport around. You know, use them to teleport around the game without using teleport runes or anything of that sort. You still have the same 10-second casting time. And, you know, most of them are quite nice.
Yeah, two of the key ones they added to this are the Ancient Magic Spellbook location.
Which is
and
very
the Lunar,
nice.
Lunar Magic Spellbook location as well. So it's really easy to change spells now.
And the one other... What was the thing I was trying to say? What?
Shh. Oh, hello. Who do we got there?
Stupid boy. basically, remember, you have to activate each of the lodestones in order to be able to teleport there. And some of the teleports are actually a little more beneficial.
Which ones would you say are the most beneficial?
Berthorpe one.
Okay,
it's actually closer to the bank and using the game necklace.
Oh, okay.
And in my opinion.
So it's good for charging glories.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Other lodestones include Alcard, Ardoyan, Catherby, Drainer, Edgeville, Falador, Port Sarum, Sears Village, Taverly, Varrock, and Yanil.
Well, this is also good if you're planning to use the glory teleport around, because it has every single spot anyway. But I think... in my opinion, the Alcard teleport, the lodestone is better than the glory itself, because the glory pusher right inside the building, while the lodestone puts you kind of outside.
Yeah, the Varrock lodestone puts you right outside by the Champion's Guild, actually.
It's more of the entrance from the Lumbridge area.
Yeah, entrance to Varrock there.
Okay.
So, the point of this, what's the point of this when there's already so many ways to get around RuneScape?
Because they can. I don't know, it seems like it benefits free-to-play members more than members, because members already have the other teleports, versus now they can teleport to, or now free-to-play can teleport to Varrock, which I don't think you could before.
Yeah, you could. It's level 25.
Okay. Port Sarum is, you couldn't do that before. Edgeville, you couldn't do that before, unless you had the, well, you get close with that dungeon thing there, the safety
scepter.
Dungeon. Yeah, the scepter, but then you have to get the scepter, you have to charge it, blah, blah, blah. Drainer Village, same diff, you have to have a glory, which you can't in free-to-play. And then Alkaharad, same thing. So it really benefits free-to-play members more than members. Catherby, members are could do it. Ardoigne could already do it in members. Taverly could already do it in members. Yanil could already do it in members. Actually, Talvery, I'm not sure. But you know,
well, it's Birthope at the home.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Where? But
Birth,
oh,
well, Birthrope, or
if it's... I mean, you get close there with the games necklace, but yeah, you say it's a different place?
It's closer. Which is good. Even, the games necklace then, is actually in the games room, which is completely neglected in need of an update, but that's a topic for another time.
Yeah, it's still not that far from where you need to get.
You know,
one thing I want to just throw my hat in the ring is just that I think this is more of like, oh, let's say you have to get somewhere to meet up your friends, but you don't want to, you know, teleport runes, you don't want to have to go enter your bank pin and, you know, and get your law rune down and all that and teleport just to grab a quick item. You can just now home teleport almost anywhere and meet your friend a lot faster. And yep. We don't have to, you know, just tiny little convenience.
Yep. Okay. I agree with that.
Does it still have the, like, half-hour wait between teleports?
Oh, no, they got rid of that ages ago.
Ages ago? All right. Yeah. Well, sure, I know.
My theory on this update is that we all know we have a combat update coming later this year, right?
Me? I doubt it'll be any good. It's either going to be fantastic or it'll kill the game. It's always one of those. There's never a medium.
Well, I'm thinking they're going to get rid of magic teleports as an option on the standard spellbook.
I can't imagine they'd do that.
And then they're going to get rid of all the standard spellbook teleports. Then you're going to have this little trinket that you have ingrained into your hand or whatever that'll let you access the Lodestone Network. And I just have a feeling that this will be part of the combat update. Because if you look at the game over the past however long, they've been constantly adding new ways to get around to the point that every location has two or three quick teleports within 30 seconds walking distance of it. So, it makes sense that this is like this, but it could just be for what you said, Trick, in that it's a free-to-play option. But I think it might be for something a little bit more future-proofing, removing the magic teleports in the standard spellbook.
Well, then they're going to have to do something about the house with all the teletabs.
Well, you could still probably direct them to a different lodestone or something.
You know, but then it doesn't that really beneficial then? Because unless they're going to reduce the time, but then that also means that anybody can teleport at any given time.
Well, maybe they would keep the lecterns and stuff so you could actually make the tablet still, but just have them go different.
But then it'll also make Law Rune really pretty much useless, and Law Rune running.
Remember, this was a combat update, so maybe something's going to happen in combat that will need Law Runes.
Yeah, you shall obey the law, or I shall smite thee.
Or you could use Law Runes to travel through time.
Nope, those are time runes, and those are only theoretical.
That's right. Thank you.
Exactly. Theoretical.
But, other pieces of teleportation updates this week, including the camel and cramulet, now teleports you outside Anakra's temple, closer to the granite quarry. The combat bracelet teleports you slightly closer to the Warriors Guild and Champions Guild. Necklace of Skills teleports slightly closer to the Fishing Guild, Cook's Guild, and Crafting Guild. And the game necklace teleports near Captain Jute of the Troll Invasion. So you didn't even read the rest of this update, Trek, in that...
Yes, I did. I just... Teleporting to Captain Jute is actually farther to the bank than the Birthroom Lodestone.
Okay.
Believe me, I checked.
Alrighty. So, release notes for this week. Anybody have anything they want to mention before we remind everyone to go play because it's a bonus XP weekend?
let me take a quick peek. No. Fountains of Heroes animation has been updated. Let's see. Anything specific? Ardoin to Cloak Towers now. Okay. No, not really.
All right. I didn't have anything either.
Yep. Sounds good.
Nope. Not
okay,
anything.
Okay, then. So, bonus XP weekend. that's going on right now as we're talking about this, so I'm going to endeavor to have this show out to you by early Saturday morning, if you guys are listening to this here, so you guys can all listen while you're doing at least 2 days of the bonus XP weekend, if you still have it available, because, you know, it just makes training go by faster if you've got something to listen to and whatnot. So just as a reminder, starts at 2.7, goes down to 1.1, dropping every half an hour, so have fun with that. I'm currently at 2.4.
I'm at 2.0.
Okay. What have you been doing so far?
I did a quick farming run, which got me to level 80 farming. I'm 20k away to 81, which is like, wow. And all— Yay. I did was just check the health of my magic trees and palm trees. And
yep,
after that,
quick.
After that, I went straight into Soul Wars and started herbaloring like crazy, because everyone who knows how to do herbaloring, Fletcher, any of that kind of thing, you always just use Soul War and find a way to make it work.
Yeah, because there's no random events there, right?
Exactly. The only two choices really is either Soul Wars or your Citadel. Citadel doesn't have any random events inside, but it's only a right-click clickable bank.
Ah, okay.
So, it's not too bad if you're, it's not too bad. And you can look around your nice Citadel if you have one. And then yell at people to start getting to work.
Get right. to work, slave. Get to work.
And let's also remember that prayer altars and Ecto do not work during bonus XP weekend. And summoning is a constant 1.1 times boost.
Funny story. Okay, I was talking with my clanmates, and someone said that, some level 50 over here somehow managed to get using the guy's altar to level up prayer, and he has like everything to get as much experience as he can. I don't know what other little thing you may have, but. He got really mad when he found out that the altar does not stack with the bones. I was like, oh. So he said that he got really angry and he started swearing and all that kind of thing. So basically, it's a good idea to read between the lines and read up before you do anything. I feel sorry for the guy, because he spent like his entire whatever amount of his life saving, hoping to get prayer up really fast, and it did not work that way. He basically didn't get a quintuple.
Yep.
He thought he would.
It's an important thing to just read up and remember that it is indeed bonus XP weekend. So if you log in and you notice something strange and you're listening to this on the weekend, hopefully you've been listening to the past 5 minutes here about us talking about bonus XP weekend, but if you haven't, the best to change your training methods.
And I also want to just say, actually, it's funny, because I was talking to Pika, and he just came back from his job.
You are breaking up very badly there. I don't think you're supposed to talk about what you were talking about.
Pika block.
I was talking to Pika because he just came back to RS for a little bit. I asked if he was ready for a bonus weekend. He said, "What's happening? Dude, did you not see the giant picture when you log in that said bonus weekend this Friday, March 16th to
19th?
19th, yeah, yes. 19th. Did you not see the giant sign right above log me in?"
At least he's not as oblivious as you are sometimes.
Let's not go there, Shane.
Yes. Because we have many rated NC-17 things on that.
All right, well, we're not going there. So just a reminder about phishing emails and how to stay safe. JX has a little public service announcement here in the form of a news post reminding everybody that, you know, even though you get an email from JX, JX will never, ever email you about your account-related issues. So that includes anything like offenses, bans, moderator statuses, or anything else that refers to your account. These are always dealt through the message center.
I still get those every single week. They always show up in my spam folder on Gmail, but they're always, every week, I'm getting more now than I ever have, but it's probably about 3 weeks now.
Actually, the funny thing is that I just a couple of days ago when I went through my spam folder just to see what's there, I got a couple emails from quote unquote Zezima.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Because you want to give you free stuff or what?
These are the programs that I use to get my fame and fortune. Test them out yourself. Important. Must read. Please view these videos. Also download the amazing program.
Gotcha.
Right. So, you know, there is no way to do any of that in RuneScape, and it would be very unlikely that somebody who has been retired for a long time now is actually emailing you, so keep that in mind. And, of course, if it is too good to be true, it often is. And, you know, do not click links in email unless you know that the link is going to be safe.
In other words, hover over it, and if it says runescape.com.au something, it's not real.
Or my favorite one was runescape.com/something-something-something-wpa-something.co. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's another one to watch for, the .co's and the .cn's, just because they got the cn's in there, so just be wary of that. And they want you to report these phishing emails by forwarding it to reportphishing@jagex.com. That's reportphishing, PHISHING.
Actually, well, one other tiny little tidbit, if you can actually send most of these to the Federal Trade Commission if you're in the U.S. They actually have an email account where you copy the headers of the email and then forward it to them. They actually do something about it. I actually saw a reduction in some of the spam mail that I used to get. Most of them were like Walmart.
Wow. Okay. So that's something else you could do. And what's the email address to send that to?
Let me double get on that really quick. Come on, load faster. Sounds like spam. Paul, your hiccups are not helping.
I know. They suck.
We need to scare him somehow.
Okay, the email address for this is spam@uce.gov.
Okay.
So I'll probably put that in the notes and you can post that up later on.
Yeah. You can fill it in right there, but that's it for our updates, so we're going to move right on to the questions. Now we got three audio questions this week, and the first one is from Rice.
Hey guys, so as you already probably know, later this month, we are going to be getting a new achievement diary in Mauritania. In the behind the scenes, they said we'll be making snelms, activating medallions, doing borrows, and brewing our own prayer renewal potions. What else do you think they have in store for us? And also, what level requirements do you think are going to be needed for the elite tasks? Keep up the good work, guys. Take care. Eric.
You're gonna have to climb a tree, like the Twilight vampires do.
Jane, thou shalt not mention Twilight on this podcast.
Why?
It is an unspeakable evil that you shall never utter on this podcast again.
All right, but I think one of the things you're definitely gonna have to do as a hard or maybe even an elite task is craft blood runes. You're going to have to craft blood runes. I can imagine an elite one might be leveling all of your temple tracking people to 99.
Okay.
Yes? No?
I have no idea. I don't think I'll ever get that anyway, so I'm not going, because, you know, remember, one of the things you're supposed to have to do is do the those challenge battles, you know, where you like fight giants for like 3 million times before you get the challenge scroll. And it's like, me and you have playing for how long and how many times have we had
never
one of
got
those?
One.
I got two or three, but that was it.
Oh, okay.
And I was farming those too. I was killing those, like, you know, from the morning all the way down to like to like in the to like late evenings.
Another thing you might have to do with for the elite or hard task is kill an abyssal demon.
Abyssal demon isn't that hard.
Well, I mean, it would be. I think that would probably be a hard task. A level 85 slayer required. Maybe gather some trouble brewing gear if that counts, because you know you do leave for Mossla Harmless through Mauritania, so that could count for that. Maybe something in the swamp regarding that pouch or something. I forget what that pouch is called, but have a certain amount of charges in that pouch. Or another one might be down in what's that one? What's that little village called that's north of Burg Darad where you do the shade burning?
Morden?
Yeah, Morden. In Morden, you will have to go through the shade burning ritual all the way to the end at various levels. There'll be one for easy, medium, hard, and elite. So let's say you only have a certain level and you can only do up to a certain extent. You'll end up doing those. And, of course, Barrows, as the behind-the-scenes said, prayer renewal. I think that pretty much covers all we could see in there. I mean, we talked about, combined with behind the scenes and what we just mentioned here, about 14 tasks or so, maybe? That
for Canifus?
We got a
for Canifus?
Yeah, for Canifus.
I would also probably say, I would also want to say, make the Shades of Morton thing. The mage
yeah, that's
armor.
What I just said.
Okay, I missed that part.
Okay. What about getting a head stuffed at the taxidermist?
That will probably take a lot of time.
Yeah, because you need to get the whole drop and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I got a pistol head, so I'm happy with that. I got my head.
Yeah, so you can get it stuffed and then put it on your wall?
Yeah,
so
it's on my wall.
You can take them, if you already have them on the wall, you can. I think you can unstuff them.
No, you can't. Once you take it off, you lose it.
You used to be able to get them back. I'm almost positive.
No, you don't.
Huh.
I mean, I got a KQ head, and I'm not willing to try it. If anybody does have a different head out there and I want to try that,
I had like 8 abyssal heads back in the day. I still have them, but
how did you get that many?
A lot of abyssal heads. I killed a lot of abyssal demons. I stuffed like 5 of them or something. I have like 3 of them in the house and 5 of them in the bank or something like that.
You could go to Soul Wars and get an abyssal demon pet to follow you around.
Well, I want to kill it. I don't want it to follow me around.
It's like a little pet. Abyssal minion.
No, I want to kill it, not let it follow me around. Like
why?
Oh, this is annoying. Because it might have a whip inside, which apparently isn't worth anything anymore, because you noobs have lowered the price.
Technically, it was bots.
Like I said, you noobs have lowered the bots would be listening, but
yes, there's a whole bot army out there listening to us right now. That's exactly the audience we serve.
As long as they pay for it, hey, that's not too much.
No, we don't get paid anything for this show.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But if you did, then
yeah, if they did, then who cares?
You're quite welcome.
Anyways, so I think that covers what we'd see there. I don't think there's anything else that I can think of off the top of my head. So next one is from Thomas.
Hey Shane, does your name make any interesting anagrams like full name, first, middle, and last? Also, if you could eat lunch with one famous person, who would it be?
All right. Oh, should I be the only one that says my anagram?
Sure, because I don't got one anyway.
Mine is Denser Hosanna. That's my first and last name. If you throw my middle name into the fold, you get Finer Hardcore Nakedness.
Woohoo!
Finer Hardcore Nakedness.
Hey, hold on, let me write that down. Paul, we're going to get a pot of coffee. Let's figure out his full name.
Too lazy.
It's going to take a while.
Let's see what Paul's comes up to. Park, ooh, fake, snarl up.
The Wheel of Fortune. Squeal of Fortune. Let's do that.
Yes. So, and Track of Years comes out to Stank Okay Heroin.
What? Where are you getting this from?
Or On Ash On. There we go. So there's your anagrams. You can have some fun with that. I doubt you'll figure out what they mean, but go right ahead.
Ten grand. From the little minion thing. All right, let me see if I can find my abyssal heads.
Oh, you mean Squirrel?
Oh my god, they've changed the looks of these things.
Yep, pretty much everything has had their look changed. So, dang, what famous person would we like to go out for lunch with?
I bet Shane would love to go out with Bush.
How'd you know I was going to say that?
Because you're conservative. And considering what's been going on for the past couple weeks.
Okay. So who would you like to go out for lunch with then? Both of you.
Don't know.
Al Gore?
Nah. He's kind of cuckoo.
I agree.
Go Buffs.
Yeah, he's a little cuckoo. He's been kind of cuckoo lately.
I've got three left in my bank.
Do they have to be living?
That's a good question. If they didn't have to be living,
You draw the line. Living, yes or no?
Yes, living.
Okay,
past
living.
And future, or just past?
Just right now, who's living.
So they have to be living right now.
Yes.
I have. Oh, okay. Justin Bieber.
I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah, neither do I.
I would meet with Justin Bieber so I could punch him in the face.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, seriously,
think he's definitely bad, but his fans are pretty terrible.
So seriously, who would you go out to lunch with?
I really have no idea.
What about you, Paul?
You know what I'll do, Paul? I'll go out on lunch with Shane. Then I get to snap a picture and post it on Facebook.
Ooh. But then you have to create a Facebook.
And you know, there is a no camera rule at meetups with me, right?
Not if he takes his picture of you. That's like, woo, I get it.
And also remember, Cool did take a picture with you anyway. That jerk decided to block it up.
And he's gonna
be forever alone.
No, not Mr. Kula.
But the other thing is also, I don't know. Yeah, I'll meet you, Shane. Then we can discuss the finer points of liberals and conservatives and how much I hate you.
Okay. All right. Paul?
Oh, and then I can grab Mike and we can first should eat pasta.
And beer.
No beer.
Vodka.
Come on, Paul. Who would you go out for lunch with?
Putin.
Just one person. I don't know.
Putin.
I think I'd probably go out to lunch with somebody in the tech field, but I don't know who it would be. Kevin Rose would be interesting. Bill Gates would be interesting. Someone from Google would be interesting. Either
Steve Jobs is dead.
Eric Schmidt, like I said, from Google. Eric Schmidt. Tim Cook could be interesting from Apple, but I don't know if he doesn't have nearly the life story that Steve Jobs did.
Oh, you could go with Steve Wozniak. He'd be pretty.
Wozniak would be a hoot. I don't know. Apparently, he wasn't in Apple for too long in terms of.
No, like, he wasn't.
5 years, did pretty well, but if I had to have one person, Steve Wozniak, I think would be the guy.
All right.
It seems like a likable person. That's an interesting life.
I should put the we should put our title out this week. As hosts being Desner or Denser Hosanna, On Ash On, and Park Fake Snarlup.
Not Penn Ifinson?
No, they know what that is already.
No, they don't.
Okay. Alrighty, next one is from D Chibi Colts. And yes, we got the name right this week. So thank you for correcting us on that.
Hi, Shane and Trekkie. This is DCB Colt again. And I just want to know your opinion if you think it's worth just getting 99 the skill just so you can wear the cape. I want to know how you think on that.
If you want to wear the cape, go for it.
So just one cape or one of those like...
Yeah, getting 99 is skill just so you can wear the cape. I mean, like if, you, if you're a fan of 99 cooking, get 99 cooking because you want to wear the purple nice cooking cape. Or 99 farming because you want to wear the nice 99 farming cape.
Okay.
I say yes, go for it. If that's why you want to get 99, it's why you want to get 99. That's perfectly up to you.
Yes. And just remember, don't bot. Because we don't condone that. And if you bot, you lose all respect.
Neither does Jagex, so prepare to get banned.
Yep. Banned.
Why do you guys both go on this thing about not botting? Who says he'd bot?
No, we're just giving a friendly advice. Please do not bot. We did not say he'd bot.
He's like, don't bot. And I was like, yeah, because you shouldn't bot. I don't know.
Well,
I don't think...
Also, I guess okay.
I think it's a pretty small amount of people that do, but it's a pretty large amount of people of those percent that do, they get caught, so...
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, saying not to bot is like saying don't smoke or don't drink or don't do bad things before you get married, so...
Don't have AIDS before you get married, but...
No.
Don't do bad things
before you get married.
So, after you get married, murdering is totally cool.
Yep. No, other things are okay after you get married.
Like I said, you're such a Mormon. Oh my god.
Well, you know, you can always murder a chicken. They're always good to get killing.
Chicken.
Yeah. Think about it. We murder chickens. How many chickens do we murder every single day?
Chickens, cows, pigs.
Dogs.
Pretty much the big three.
What? Well, dogs?
Not in this part of the world.
Yeah, not in this part of the world.
And by this part, I mean North America. Because
yes.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry for that. The way that question went, D Chibi Colt. We'll work on these two for next time. All right, next question, Paul. Read the first one.
Text. Oh, okay. I heard something wrong.
Click on the right thing. For the dog lover.
Yes, dog lover 36.
Dear lovely hosts, I have a couple questions. Simple questions for you this week. The first is directed to Shane. Is there ever going to be an integration with the forum ranks from RuneWire? Secondly, I've recently started my goal for a max cape. Do you think that either of you will try to max your accounts? I'm not trying to go all hardcore, meaning that I will still be doing bossing and other activities I find entertaining, but I think the goal of prestigious item like the max cape is a good goal to keep me motivated to play. And once again, that's from DogLover36. So.
No to the first one, because they're two separate things, and the RuneWire posts are so tiny that they don't make sense to actually have a post rank for them.
Yeah, I would be the number it was a while ago that I checked, but I was like the number one person poster on RuneWire. But I'm pretty sure if you combine RuneWire and the forum, Creepy would still be number one.
Yes, he's the only one with the clever spammer rank.
10,000.
I'm almost
posts.
There.
Yeah.
I'm almost there.
Seriously? We joined like a half an hour apart with you being after I did.
Yeah, no.
By like a half an hour. That's it. That's or something like that. It's not a whole lot. It's kind of weird, but and
okay.
I have to go find it. Oh, and I got to find myself too.
And find a way to stop those hiccups, please.
You need
it's been all day. Too. I've been trying to stop it. It's not working.
Alka-Seltzer. It's the alcohol.
You know, we could just record these and have a backup pickup track going, you know? But
that'd be good.
I don't know. I'm just saying that if we wanted to have the same effect every week. But
do I plan
on maxing my account out? Probably not. I've recently taken up a policy of non-grinding to level skills up, and that I don't believe in the whole grinding thing starting at level 85 or something and just going straight through to 99 anymore for getting a skill. Any 99s in the future I get will be 99s I'm truly interested in, because as it is right now, if I was to look at the 99s I have, I know the 99s that I would choose to keep and 99s I would not have gotten are greatly different in numbers. So the 99s I would have chosen to keep are 99 Herbler, 99 Farming, 99 Agility, and 99 Woodcutting, meaning I would not have got 99 Fire Making, Magic, or Attack.
Well, he didn't say go hardcore. He just said, "Will you ever go for max type?" For
yeah,
max
well, game? I mean, I'm not going to go grind my way to it, so I probably won't get it in.
But you could always do the Uncle Dano method of doing one this one day and doing another thing the other day, and kind of switch around every single day.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'd like to do, but I just don't seem to have the attention span for it to be disciplined enough to keep changing to something every day. So I'm like the kind of person who I like to start something and I like to finish it right away. So, anyways, what about you guys? I think Paul's pretty close to maxed, aren't you?
No. In terms of combat, yeah, but anything else, no. Plus, I probably won't be rejoining RuneScape for quite a while. So,
your dungeoneering level is only 43. That's shameful.
Like I said, that's not a skill. That's a minigame become way more than it should have. Still.
Okay.
They haven't changed that. They haven't changed that at all.
Trek, are you ever going to max out?
Probably not. I just don't see myself getting 99 agility.
Oh, it's not that hard.
It's not hard, but it's tedious. And I'm just like, ugh. After like three runs, I'm just tired. Like, all right, I'm sick of this place.
Yes, because it's agility, right?
Yes. That and RC.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. All right.
All right.
Thank you, DogLover36. Next question is now from JMySene. What is the status of the RSBNB Clan Citadel? I seem to recall that you started one, but then stopped using it due to lack of interest. Are you considering reopening it after the recent Clan Citadel updates? If so, will you be accepting other members into the Citadel? Thanks, JMySene. Trekkie, you can take this one.
No. That's the answer.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, there you go. We had it going when it first started, and then it kind of petered out. And at the end, it was just me, Mike, and I think you, Trekkie, doing the weekly stuff to keep it
What's
up until we decided it wasn't worth it.
And, you know, quite honestly, I just don't see other people in the clan, in the forum actually helping. Let's face it, most of you guys either don't play or you don't care about the Citadel in the first place, or you have your own.
Yeah, and that's true.
It's just not worth it. It's just more unneeded work, and I bet you know that, Shane, in about half a week top, it's gonna die out again.
Yes, that's true. And while we like the idea of it, I mean, we just don't have the ability to enforce on people that everybody has to do a certain quota of the week because, as you said, we're not a clan, we're a fan site. So,
yes,
that's the way it works.
You don't really get all that many benefits in terms of having a nice Citadel.
No,
I don't know
not
what
really.
Else. You don't get like a permanent XP boost or something that would be
now
cool.
Now you do. Well, now you get free summoning experience, which I kind of like. And there's,
but how much?
Not a lot, but. You know, it helps out a little bit, and you also get those rings, which as you go up, you get more, like
oh, yeah,
more deep ring. So that's always that was helpful. Getting fire making leveling up fire making was useful with the rings.
Okay,
but
so yeah, I'm sorry about that, but we just recommend everybody to go into their own thing. The only reason we keep the quote unquote clan running is just if somebody wants something to join and they don't already have one, there's no benefits to it or anything. That's just the way it goes.
Anybody there anymore?
Well, we got a huge roster still. It's not like people left. It's just that they just stopped using the Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you for that question. Trekkie, you take the
Shane,
next one.
Shane, your turn. No, it's your turn.
I just read this last one.
Yeah, but this was directed to you.
All right.
Well, then you shouldn't probably...
Hey, Shane.
Hey,
it's been a while. It's dark and see. My first question is, how much have I missed in on the last 2 years? I know it's a lot, but just highlight the important info. I recently come back from schooling where I had no axe to RuneScape or your show. I am looking to get back into the game, so any encouragement might be useful. I've been playing since 2006 and listening to your show since 2009. Ooh. And keep doing the fantastic show, and I'm planning to listen to the shows I have missed. That's dedication.
Huzzah! You get brownie points from Shane and me.
Well, the biggest thing that you missed was the wilderness and free trade coming back. That has to go on the list there. And combined with that was a whole bot fiasco from last year that followed and is coming back, but to a lesser degree right now. That's one of the big things you missed. I could say you missed Dungeoneering, but, you know, that really wouldn't be
you
saying
didn't. Don't worry about that.
Because I'm not a fan of Dungeoneering. I mean, I understand what the idea is and everything, but I'm just not a fan of it. So if customized little dungeons you can do with yourself or a group of friends is your cup of tea, then Dungeoneering might be something that you're interested in. Lots of graphical updates in the past 2 years, I guess.
Lots of new quests and very high level ones.
Yeah, high level quests. Nomad, Ritual of the Majorat wrapped up that whole Majorat quest line.
Which you and new, I went all out in depth with it.
Yeah, that was a good quest. I mean, I think we're due for another quest like that.
Let's see. Loyalty points, if you want to throw that one in.
Yeah, you could.
But I don't know if you'll be a member or not, but yeah, that's pretty
Lots
much
of new
it.
Training methods for things. I think Ivy came out probably, I forget when it came out. I think Ivy is probably 2010.
Who's Ivy?
Ivy? Like Ivy woodcutting, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I can't think of any real other highlights. You could probably listen to the show. And
oh, voice. They added voices in.
Oh, yeah, voiceovers. Last year we had our first fully voiced quest and quest with real music. One Piercing Note. That was a nice quest. I like that one.
Yeah, but the choir can't sing.
You know, but that's okay. I mean, you listen to choirs and churches and whatnot in real life, and they can't sing. It's just people who do this in their free time. So it's okay.
Alrighty.
I'm done with this one, so unless you want to pull anything up here you can think of.
No, nothing. Nada.
All right. Well, Paul, you can read the next question.
Alrighty. Question from Firing 401. Hey, Shane, please provide us with your full name, birth certificate, home address, list of fears, and personal picture. No, I'm just joshing you. My real question, do you think human jobs will become obsolete by technology? If so, what do you think those who will be obsoleted will end up doing? From Firing 401.
They'll be maintaining the technology.
But what if they build machines to maintain those machines, and they have built machines
then,
to maintain those
then
machines?
We've outlived our usefulness. Then we just become little human playthings. But
we become creatures.
Humans have been obsoleted by technology in some cases, but there are other cases where technology just doesn't really fit.
Like
in
doctors.
Terms of obsolescence. It's possible that technology could obsolete many jobs that are currently existing now, but I think there's going to be jobs to maintain the technology and develop further technology and other. It's going to be further than that, but certainly, I there should be more obsolescence within the next 20 years, but there's also going to be more of some sort of job that we don't currently know of opening up that will take people. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of anything. I can't think of anything on the top here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I have nothing to say.
I don't know what would be released. Maybe more of the manufacturing type things, like for cars and whatnot. That's already getting automated right now, but maybe that'll go further in the future.
We don't even have automated cars, driving cars yet.
No, not that. Well, I mean, like, well, automated production.
We do,
cars.
But we can't use them. And we have that too, but not really. Almost. I mean, you go to a Ford factory or any motor company factory, and you stick metals in or whatever, and then they come out being whatever. I don't know exactly what the human parts are, but all the welding, all the bending, all that is done by machines.
Yeah, so that's something that's going away. I know what's going to go away. Telephone operators to tell you what numbers to phone and everything. So like
definitely.
Who needs that anymore with the internet everywhere?
Well, even with, they don't have it anymore, but Goog 411, that was fantastic. But now it's gone.
What was that?
It was the 411 service provided by Google. You call them up, you say where you are, say what you want to go to, it will connect you for free. And it was basically the prelude to Google Voice and voice recognition from Google. They tried to get a bunch of voice samples, and they did it for free. Well, they did it by not paying you. It was probably at cost to them. But now they have the ability to have a Siri-like competitor, whether that happened before or after. Plus their Google Translate utility, plus their transcriptions for Google Voice all benefited from their Goog 411 project, which is quite nice.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I really can't think of anything else that will be disappearing because, we don't know what's going to disappear until we can find a way to make it disappear.
Yep.
All right. Last question here. Which one of you wants to read it?
Go, Paul, go. This like something you...
Okay, I should make sure I have the whole thing. Question from Lord Fast Weasley. This is also trimmed, by the way. Dear Shane, and insert name here. So we're going to go with Trekkie and PFK99s, or Paul, or whatever. I've seen lots of ups, downs, lefts, rights, and upside downs in the past few weeks. I was just wondering what your input is on them. Brony2012. Thanks.
What's your Brony2012?
Listener, Fess Weasley. What?
What's Brony2012?
It's a thing for the people who like ponies in the year 2012.
I see.
My little pony, little craze thing that's been happening?
I suppose. I don't know. That's... Yeah. I haven't kept up with the...
You know, this isn't what it was like here when I pasted this question in.
I didn't edit it, did you?
I think somebody edited it, but the real thing is, what is Kony 2012?
It's a slacktivism movement that doesn't matter anymore, because the guy has not been in power since 2010. So, meh.
It was a publicity stunt, that's all there is to it.
The company, the organization that's collecting money gives about 15% of what they get, to the people who need it, and 85% of that goes to them for transportation and other costs. So if you want to donate to a charity, do something that actually does something. Like mm-hmm. Doctors Without Borders or the Red Cross.
And
which
I
probably
would,
isn't terribly fantastic, but
and
still.
I would also like to point out, if you took a look at the news, one of the directors for Kony 2012 just got arrested because he was under the influence of something. And I am not making that up. You can Google it, Yahoo it, or
Bing
RSS feed it. And I
actually, it's just Google or Bing. That's pretty much your two options.
So
he still uses Yahoo for search,
which is powered by Bing. So Bing. I'm smiling right now. So just FYI.
Do you remember that? If you really want to make a difference, you really got to either do it yourself or actually start an organization that actually does something. And the whole want to get rid of this guy because he got kids to fight for him,
it's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. So if you're just finding this out right now, I got bad news for you.
Yeah, and also, as you said, he was arrested today for in possession of something.
Not the coin guy.
Yeah, and also doing something totally inappropriate. So, you know, it is what it is. So that entirely sums up this thing here. So it's just time to let the air out of that balloon and, you know, and take their money back. You know, that should be illegal to do that.
What?
Create these viral scams for stuff and then you getting yourself arrested at the end. It should be illegal to do
that. Well, they have the charity, but they're not Better Business Bureau or whatever
Well, I could start my own charity, help ants I see on the sidewalk, make sure they don't get squished.
Well, you can,
and then start a viral video about that.
Yes.
And reap lots of money.
Exactly. But what they don't have is the Better Business Bureau. I think it's the BBB, but it might be something else. They have a really low rating in terms of, well, it's due to the fact that they don't let anyone audit their expenses. If an organization wants to be completely legitimate, they let outside sources audit their expenses that say, oh, you know, we get $100 from person A, and 95% of that goes to our organization who spends it in blank, and only 5% of that goes to overhead, versus this Coney movement that spends 85% of that on themselves for transportation and what other expenses, and 15% on the actual movement itself. So, or not the movement itself, but the people who need it. So if you actually want to help,
pretty much sums
donate
it up.
Money or something, talking about it doesn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, and don't donate to them. Donate to someone more worthy.
And, you know, as a health major, I can guarantee you creating awareness is nice, but there's no change in it.
Exactly. And that's the problem with many of these little things that go on that start as little movements like this. I mean, creating awareness is good, but nothing will change. So let's just look at last year's Occupy protests. And in regards to your other things you mentioned, including RuneScape armor updates and bonus XP weekend, see last week's show, New Jersey Spycam case, that's a little bit too local for us, and Linsanity, I have no idea what that is. Same with March
Madness. It's this basketball thing, which I don't even know why I know that thing.
Oh, the Linsanity thing?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. And you know, you can't expect us to know all these little things about local events in state level events. We're not that kind of show. We don't focus on each little state. We don't know what's going on in your own backyard. So we really can't provide you more any insight on that kind of stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Thank you for the questions, everyone, this week. And as a reminder, audio questions like these three people did this week, you can send them to questions@rsbnb.com if you want to send us a file that has audio in it. Or you can send them also through Skype. Just add the username rsbnbupdate. Or you can phone them in to the Google Voice number, which is 571-572-2632.
There you go.
Alrighty, let's move on to tech news.
Tech news.
So, AIM is dead?
Yes, AIM is dead.
AOL has killed off.
When was the last time you used AIM?
Today.
For you. Alright, Shane, when was the last time you used AIM?
AIM is a very American thing.
Well,
America Online. Hello.
Yeah, everybody in Canada used MSN.
Well, the AIM was a thing to use at the time, but you know, just to read this little thing, AOL has all but ended AIM. Yesterday, it slashed 40 employees from its West Coast office. The chat client's entire development staff, included, killing off any chance of any future software updates, but support staff will remain.
I don't know anyone who still uses the AIM software. I've been using a different client since I was on Windows 95. I mean, seriously, I haven't used the AIM software since Windows 95. While I was on Windows 95, I wasn't even using the AIM software. I was using Trillion back then, so yeah.
Well, I've just been using MS, you know, ever since, like,
When Shane was the saying something. Applause for everyone. That's terrible.
Okay, continue.
Why did you interrupt me during my speech? That's so rude.
That's so wooed.
How wooed?
Well, oh God, wait. That was that guy. Never mind.
Let's continue on here.
Well, basically, AIM has been kind of... I don't know. I never haven't gone on AIM in forever, and I have it on my desktop. I just never click on it because there's no point. Everybody that I know is on MSN, and everybody else that I know from way back when are either dead, or I've grown so far apart from them that I have no idea anything, or they're using Google Talk.
You're not like ancient. How are they dead already? What the hell are your friends doing?
Well, that friends, some of the associates that I used to know. Let's just say living up in the ghetto in the past doesn't exactly mean many people will get out safe. Just saying.
Okay, then. That's definitely feasible, I suppose. I don't know. A lot of my friends, I've still got them on AIM, and I've had an AIM account since I... What?
They're on Facebook.
Baseball?
Facebook.
What's Facebook?
Okay,
well,
that's good.
AIM I've had since I was probably 13-ish. I mean, I've had my account forever. I've had my accounts forever. But the people I have added are mostly on Google at some junction, which means I have them on Google Talk. So that's probably going to be my main IM client now is going to be Google Talk. My friends from online, I've got a lot on MSN, but my friends in real life are mostly on Gmail, so I have them added on Google Plus or whatever, so that means I have them on Google Talk. Mm-hmm. So, kind of works out, I guess.
So people still use Google Plus then?
No, but I've got them added, which means I've got them on Google Talk, which means they probably use Gmail.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I welcome this because, you know, AIM has always seemed like the inferior client compared to MSN and whatnot, so it's about time.
It still worked. I don't know. It seems like they probably could have just licensed out the protocol to people.
Well, is it based off Jabber or is it proprietary?
I think it's Jabber.
Then they could do that then. Mm. All right. Google HTTPS?
Yep. It's only for their... Well, I mean, they've switched a lot of their services over, but now their search is completely HTTPS by default, which means anything you search for is encrypted by Google, which to you means that if someone is snooping at what you're looking at on Google, they will only see that you're at Google's site, and then if you go somewhere else, they'll see that, but they won't see the... what you search for. So if you search for RuneScape, they will see you on Google, the website, and then see you if you actually go to RuneScape.com, but they won't see the actual search of RuneScape. So, yep.
You know, I bet there are people who are upset about this.
Then they seriously should not be.
Like the law enforcement people.
Well, screw them. People still leave on history, so that's what they care about, as long as I can get to the history. But
yeah, that's true, I guess. That's true as well.
They got people on stupid stuff like that. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. There's no way anybody should get caught from history if you're looking to hide anything. But, you know, this is good. This whole HTTPS change was initially spawned by, I think it was the, what's that, hipster...
it was the Chinese hacking thing.
What was it called?
That's when they forced it out on Gmail.
Yes, but what's that spying thing? FireSheep. Yeah, there we go.
Yep. Yeah, that got a lot of people to switch. Facebook, I think, was around the same time. Twitter, GitHub, SourceForge, a couple other those sites too. Tumblr.
Yeah, so if you see your Google thing turn green, that's what that means. It doesn't mean that Google's turning green for St. Patrick's Day. It just means that it's secure.
Well, they might be turning green for St. Patrick's Day, but this one will stay around for a long time.
Okay, so Britannica to stop printing their books.
Yep, same thing with Britannica, and I think there was another one that did these books that you'd buy, what, like 10 volumes of like A through A X, and then you'd get through, you know, A Y through B F, and then you'd have to get another book, and then blah, 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 blah. If you've never had to deal with that, congratulations, but it's gone now, so.
It just seems so ancient compared to typing in text.
And you just go on Google, type in what you want to look at, and it is there. If you can't find it there, it probably doesn't exist.
But the thing is, the problem with encyclopedia is basically anything that comes up ends up being outdated within a year.
Exactly. You print it out, it's outdated the second you print it out. Not every single article, but something in there is outdated the second you print it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was this, this was actually made it to our local news here for some reason, and they had an interview with somebody who worked at a library here, and she was in tears because they were no longer printing her encyclopedias. She worked at it in the reference section.
Lady, go to Wikipedia, go to anything online. It'll be more up to date, and it will be more accurate.
But then you can say the same thing for newspapers, too. So should newspapers die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody should view their newspapers on the iPad.
No, but not
well. They should view them online. I don't think the web interface is going to be around, or the print medium is going to be around for too much longer. But I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, and you mean it would probably enable them to cut costs too, because then they don't need to run the whole production.
It would cut costs like crazy. You have to do, you wouldn't have to have delivery. You wouldn't have to production. All you have to do is have the person who edits and the people who write. You have them do their stuff. They get it all right on the computer, and then say publish. And then they're done. They don't have to do anything else. They don't have to.
No more
machines
coupons
running. They don't have to keep the people running out to bring them to the doors. They don't have to keep
going
billing going.
Going back to our question earlier, that's probably the kind of obsolescence we'll see. It won't be robots. It'll be things just getting cut out of the work chain. You know.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
Overall, it's a good thing, I think. So.
I'd say so. I mean, you could probably print it out if you really wanted, but.
And
I don't think it's necessary.
Let's say in a month from now there's a big war that happens and two new countries are created. Then people who have the encyclopedia won't know about this and they'll have to wait till next year to find out.
Well, not anymore. They'd have to wait till, well,
2 years.
I don't know. Never.
Well,
what's
however
the
long
other
they were
Britannica, and then the other one was, did Merriam-Webster have one, or was that just dictionary?
I think that's just a dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe that's the only one then. Encyclopedic. I thought there was one more encyclopedia, but I guess I'm wrong on that. But
well,
thinking Dramatica, but that's definitely
that's it.
Right.
That's it for tech news this week. We bid the encyclopedia farewell. Wikipedia is the new source of information, and so is the Google. So
and
yeah,
Amazon.
And
them
just make sure to look on if you're going to Wikipedia. Just look at the sources. Don't necessarily trust everything you read.
Yes, that is true. That is the best way to use Wikipedia.
And if you're still in school, you're not going to be allowed to trust everything you read, although you can usually get away with it. But you can't
cite
that.
Well, you can go to the source website and use that.
That's the best way to do it. You just go to the source website, get their sources perhaps, or use them as a source. But don't trust everything you read on the internet. It's usually not true.
Yeah, it's usually slanted towards one way or another, which is not good. So
you have to find an unbiased source.
And yep. Okay, then. Let's move on.
So attack skill of the month, marking, still winning with 2.68 million attack experience gained. Second place is Aro with 1.2 million experience gained. And third place is Ranging God with roughly 1 million experience gained.
I bet you he's killing chickens.
Who?
Marking.
Why?
I just think he's just killing chickens.
You'd have to kill a lot of chickens to get that much attack XP.
Yeah, but they're AFKable. You just
But still, you'd have to kill lots of them, and I don't think the respawn rates are ideal unless you had some kind of cannon that could take them all out at once, you know.
But think of it this way: if you get a bone crusher, you get free prayer XP, and you can collect the feathers for a good profit.
No, I guess that's true, but still not that much. I think he's probably doing something more mainstream, like Slayer or something like that.
Yeah, That's how I got my combat skills, though. I did a lot of slaying. I figured
Yeah, and that's the best way to do it in this day and age, too. So
it was, you know, kill three birds, one stone. I get HP, combat, and slaying. And maybe a little prayer on the side, depending on what I'm fighting.
So for anybody here who is within striking distance here, you have half a month left to catch Marking. He's been slowing down in the last 7 days or so. So if you put a good effort in this bonus XP weekend and in the following week, you might be able to close the gap a bit.
Well, combat doesn't count for bonus XP, so...
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Regular combat does.
Oh, I can't remember. I think I...
Yeah, okay. Everything is.
Okay. I trust you. So, you know, go do some slaying and get, like, quintuple points.
Yeah, you wouldn't get quintuple points. You get the triple XP if you started out there.
Well, you get double XP for attack and you get double XP for HP, and you get double XP for slaying.
Yeah, and I doubt the Hattie Paws will work.
No, they don't work during this weekend.
So any kind of extra boost does not work this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is melee combat that does give you extra XP this weekend, so that is true.
Okay. I thought they denied it. Nope. I wish they had summoning back for double, but...
that'd be nice. So, achievements of the week. We got two of them this week. Jeremy, Jer99, got 99 mining on the 11th.
And Touchpad Pro also got 99 mining on March 10th. Wow, one day apart. And
congratulations to you as well.
And one other side tip, Jeremy finally got all masters in StarCraft 2. Crazy, crazy guy. So, just a little thing.
We should have him teach us.
Shane, you're too stubborn to really be taught.
Oh, I can be taught.
Shane, you won't even micro.
Because if you have enough units, the logic is you send them in. And if you have enough, they'll destroy everything.
But if you manage to keep some of the lower people move to the back, and but if you have some of the lower,
that's the one Zerg build that I can do without hesitation is 100% Zerglings.
He does it quite well, actually. But then Zerglings are expendable, so no one really cares about them anyway.
Yes, and I guess that's why I like them.
Okay, so Shane, what was your pick for this week?
Well, I figured I'd get this one because we have two of you guys here this week. So, it's something that's been used as a pick before many, many moons ago, but seeing as this year is an election year, I figured I'd use it again. It is this website called politicalcompass.org. it's a nice little thing to do and see where you line up and do it every year or so and make sure you're in the relatively the same spot, and I have been in the same spot for the last few years, so that's
better or worse.
So, and you know, it's an election year, so it's nice to see where they put everyone, and they actually as an example here, they do highlight some facts about the Obama administration and how it's not exactly a left-leaning thing as people would like you believe, and there's actually not that much difference between all four of the main contenders for president this year. But politicalcompass.org, and you can do the test, and I will have a topic up on RSBNB in the morning when this is out where you can post your own result. Another topic for this. So And you know it's good because they also got coverage of the 2008 U.S. election, the New Zealand 2011-2008, Canada 2011-2008, and 2005, and Australia. So it's nice to see where everything lines up. They even have the UK party here.
Party?
I mean, not the UK party, the UK parties.
Okay. Just checking.
That's at politicalcompass.org.
Right,
and I bet you guys know where I end up on here.
I think we can... Well, actually, considering from... Depending on your viewpoint, you actually got more conservative in the past couple years.
You think?
Yes.
Shane, he's all Hitler.
No.
Go that far. That's Mussolini, maybe. He wasn't as bad. Of course,
all right, so,
he'll call me Stalin.
No, I'll call you Stalin.
Quit Stalin. What's the next one?
Yes, the next thing we're doing is a reminder that we are running Informio applications. So if you want to write with us, RuneScape positions, there will be a link in the show notes, update.rsbnb.com, about what you need to do. Essentially, you just need to write a 750-word article. Tell us about your favorite aspect in RuneScape that is not a skill or a quest. And then send that in by the end of the month, and we'll get back to you if we like what you've written for us. So please do have a look at that if you're at all interested in writing. And you know, it's once a month. So even if you like writing and you're not sure if you'd be good at it, just send something in and tell us what you think. And even if it's not good for the application, we will let you know what was wrong with it so that you can improve your own writing and maybe get better for next time. So. Send one in anyways.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I still need your pictures. As stated this week, I am working on a SIG project, so it'd be nice to have some new images for our signatures. You can send me those images by heading over to RuneWire and filling out your post and include the hashtag Shane's Pictures, all one word. Upload your RuneScape character pictures. Have it be... a front-facing picture, preferably. And then after that, you'll just upload the picture and maybe we'll use it for one of the signature changes.
And also, one other little thing, also remember to try and have it on highest HD quality, as high as possible. And also remember, one little thing Shane said on RuneWire, have the anti-aligning thing turned to 4x.
Anti-aliasing.
Alias, okay.
Yeah, and like it's easier to cut the images out if there's no anti-aliasing, but it just doesn't make them look as good on the Siggy.
So just something
did
to
I
help
just
Shane
say
out.
Siggy?
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Shane's getting old.
Okay. Or young or something. I don't know what's going on.
So, what you guys been up to this week?
Being completely disappointed.
With what?
Aww.
Mass Effect 3.
Oh, okay.
Well, the ending's bad. The game was alright.
It basically made every choice you made throughout all three games null and just...
Yep.
It was like, okay,
hey, we're going to destroy the... Well, I don't want to ruin things, but we're going to do a bunch of stuff that screws you over. Yeah. Not just you, everyone.
Spoil it for people though.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but basically stuff happens and it's not good.
Yeah, we're not fans are not happy and
there's a petition going to change the ending, and last I saw, which was closer to the beginning of the week, it was 14,000 signatures. I'm sure that's gone up probably double or triple fold since then.
Yeah, I got the perfect way to change the ending.
Well, just release the DLC
and make some more money off it.
Well, that's what people have recommended, but it's like it's already done, so if you've already completed the game, having a new ending doesn't really help, at least in my opinion. If it's already done, you changing it doesn't mean it didn't already happen. So yeah. You screwed up, BioWare.
I should have just been the jerk. I should have just gone out and like just killed everybody, killed every innocent person, blow every planet up, and wouldn't change a darn thing, would it?
Nope.
Yep. And so anyway, back to RS. Did some crazy herb lore farming earlier when I came back. Got me 80 farming from just looking at checking the health of magic trees and palm trees. I'm 20k away to 81, and I went from 93 to 95 herb lore with all my herbs potions. And Shane, I do not go and fill vials with water. Okay? I have Momomska. Thank you, Momomska, who can back me up on that.
Okay, you and I don't know why you and Mike still think that I'm cheap.
Just use the magic spell.
No, I just buy the I just buy the crate.
Yeah, but
well,
then
you know what, Cam's because you used to you used to make a big deal about having to go fill the vials up.
Well, that was before the crate stuff started coming out. Came out and
okay.
Remember it was way back when for GE. Remember before
okay.
GE.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Mamomska. Woo! Shane, what have you been up to?
Well, let's ask Paul first.
Getting drunk.
Absolutely nothing RuneScape at all. Otherwise, I've got my internship now, so I do that Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5, and they like me there, and I'm probably going to start getting paid, and it's going really well. I had to do a Windows 95 or Windows 98 box today with an old desktop
that
I actually had around the house. This one company did. They have a dialer. I don't know what they dial, but they needed an ISA 16-bit port, and nothing has that because it didn't come out or it wasn't put on motherboard since the late 90s. And we happen to have an old desktop here that worked because the two they brought in, they didn't work at all. We couldn't get them fixed. And I got that going, and I'll probably get some money for that. Otherwise, I'm still in school, just about done, finally.
Yay!
And then I still got more school to go, but yep. So,
well, you know, education is a critical pillar, so that's good you're doing it.
Yes. Yes, yep. And there is a mathematical table that shows that the higher your education level, the more money you make in the long run.
I'm not going to complain there. So, yep. Shane, what have you been doing lately with the stuff?
All right. Well, this week I have been... I did a bit of Slayer.
Yep.
I did my farming runs. Yep. And aside from that, I also have been keeping up with my daily flask production. And for bonus XP weekend, I am actually runecrafting. Plan is to runecraft until I pass out or get 1.1.
Yeah. I'll be joining you soon.
Okay,
I just finished all my herbs, so I'm going to be runecrafting at Zemi for a while.
All right.
I'll be passing out soon. By that, I mean sleeping. I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm done for this episode. So if you guys have nothing else to add, we'll end this episode and you can head off and do that then.
All
play
right.
STO.
That sounds great. No, thank you, but Shane probably will. Maybe this summer sometime. I'm not completely dismissing it, but I don't really have a whole lot of time right now. So yep, and it's free. So now that's good. Mm-hmm. And apparently Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, you get
all right,
you get
well,
some,
well, that's,
get some
well, that's enough.
Bonus,
that's enough of that. Like, we can just we'll talk about that later. So it's been RSBNB Update once again, episode 352 with
Silly Shane,
Mr. PFK99's Trekkie,
yep,
and myself.
All right.
See you
peace
all
out
next week, everyone.
Goodbye, myself.
And good
goodbye
luck
everyone
on
else.
Double XP weekend.
Yep, good luck. Serve the hiccups.